miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Listen, before the end of the hour, Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week coming up. What's the tip about here today, Dr. Mike Roizen?
It's about popcorn.
Great. Popcorn. Real Age Tip of the Week in about 20 minutes. Let's spend a little more time talking about the top medical stories of the week. Fruit juice, should we count it in our five a day?
Bridget's favorite story, so she's got to take this one.
It is my favorite story, so no, it should not be. And currently the recommendation is that 4 ounces a day of juice, of fruit juice, is okay. But this new story talks about the risks of drinking fruit juice and the dangers in perceiving fruit juice to be similar to consuming fruit. So a lot of times people will perceive fruit juices to be healthy and might end up drinking too much. They appear to be loaded with sugar, and because of that should not be included in the recommendation. So they did one study where they had people drink 500 milliliters of grape juice for 3 months, every single day for 3 months. And what they found after those 3 months is that drinking grape juice every day appeared to be associated with increased insulin resistance, which is a risk for diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and the increased waist circumference. And so then researchers looked at people's knowledge of fruit juice and the amount of sugar that they thought was in fruit juice. And they surveyed 2,000 people trying to find this. And 48% of the people that were surveyed underestimated how much sugar was in fruit juice and smoothies. So the big problem is that because people don't think that they're unhealthy, they end up ordering these large smoothies or large fruit juice that end up containing a ton of added sugar, and so people don't even realize that they're getting it. And then the other problem is that when you drink juice, it lacks all the fiber that comes from a regular whole fruit. So drinking apple juice compared to apples, there's no fruit in the juice, which is a major benefit of consuming fruit. So no, fruit juice should not be included in the recommendations for fruit.
Can I mention some of these juices? Tell me what you think. Orange juice, same thing?
Orange juice has a lot of sugar in it. That's right. So what you want to do is, if you can have it with the pulp in it and following something that is fat, so have some nuts beforehand or something that has fat in it beforehand, then it will slow its absorption of the sugar and not cause the sugar spike. The real problem is the sugar spike in your bloodstream.
Vegetable juice?
Well, it depends what kind of vegetable juice, but most vegetable juice has much lower sugar content than fruit juice, and so it's healthier.
Tomato juice?
Same story with tomato juice. It has much less sugar normally with it. You want to make sure it has no added sugar, and then again, eat it after you've had some fat, and you will have a low absorption of the sugar. The other good thing about tomato juice is often it is with cooked or processed tomatoes, where you get much higher absorption of the active ingredient in the tomatoes than if it's just squeezed fresh and not cooked, or you eat the tomato raw.
I had some tomato juice on the plane last week. That's okay, right? I'm okay with
absolutely
that.
Absolutely, Joe. Have a few nuts beforehand, and it's even better.
I did have nuts.
They have less than 4 ounces.
I did have nuts. I didn't even have to call Dr. Mike ahead of time. Dr. Mike, can I have tomato juice? Just as long as you have nuts.
Absolutely. Have the nuts first.
Have the nuts. All right. FDA may need to reconsider, Dr. Mike, some levels of acid in shellfish and fish. What are the details on that story?
Well, this is a crazy acid that is now common in shellfish, especially shellfish that feed near borders of the U.S. because of the growth of a specific algae which has this acid in it, which is a neurotoxin. And so because of that, they may have to start testing the levels of this because it does cause toxicity in your nervous system. And that's especially prominent in shellfish. So this is a early warning that maybe shellfish aren't as healthy. We already knew that. But remember, salmon and ocean trout are your safest and healthiest fish for you to have.
Tilapia is no good then, right?
Well, as I often say, tilapia is just chicken with the legs cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. How caffeinated are...
What I mean by that is it's got omega-6s in it,
yeah,
not omega-3s or 7s.
Okay. Kids and caffeinated drinks, coffee consumption, and our kids. How's it going here?
Bridge, do you want to take this one? This is one of my favorites, but I let you take this one because this is in your alley.
Okay, sure. But if it's one of your favorites, then feel free to chime in.
Well, you can both talk about it. You can both chime in here at any time.
That's true. Open discussion. So the caffeine intake, teenagers specifically seem to be getting more caffeine from coffee drinks. And the study found that the caffeine consumption was overall about the same from coffee, meaning that adolescents are drinking from other types of caffeine drinks.
Let me go and summarize it. So what this says is that the kids are eating less or drinking less caffeine from sodas and more from coffee and coffee-like drinks. And believe it or not, there's a stability of energy drinks in the teens. So it appears a substitution of coffee for soda, that's a good thing because they aren't getting the sugar as long as they aren't having the caffeine, the coffee, with sugar and cream.
And they looked at the coffee, the caffeine from just a 12-ounce cup of coffee at Starbucks, which contains about 260 milligrams of caffeine, which is five times as much that you would find in something like a 12-ounce can of Diet Coke.
All right.
Which is a lot.
All right. We'll go to a break in a minute, then a few more stories, and the Real Age tip of the week is coming up. Has to do with popcorn. During the break, you two were going back and forth on whether or not we ought to talk about this story, and it has to do with men losing weight and what's called, I guess, team spirit can help men lose weight. I'd like to hear about it.
So a football team, which is really soccer, in Scotland, took two groups of their fans, or a group of their fans, and randomly allocated them to fans who had... they gave team uniforms to and team spirit stuff, and then would email them and talk to them about how to lose weight and regular things to lose weight and how to eat healthier and do more exercise. The other group was put on a wait list. After 9 months, actually, the men who were given the team spirit, talked about exercise with their uniforms on, etc., with their logo outfits on, etc., had lost 12 pounds as opposed to 1 pound in the control group. So it seems like team spirit can help people. You can use that as a way of helping people to lose weight.
Right.
The other amazing thing is that 89% of the men that were enrolled in the intervention group completed the program, which I think is great because a lot of times it's difficult to get men to commit to weight loss programs because a lot of times they're not enjoyable or for whatever reason, but 89% committed and followed through with the intervention.
All right, coming up after the break, Dr. Mike will talk about how the country of India's drug business can compromise your pills. Also, five foods you're eating wrong. How about that? Five foods you're eating wrong. And the biggest loser lost a lot of weight, but is she healthier for it? But she did win $250,000. That and the Real Age tip of the week coming up before the top of the hour on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi. Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.